following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
It's the Stone Cold and Jackal Show!
Really? That's what you came up with for our intro?
Hey, dude!
Bradford Anderson!
Holy crap! Man.
Oh my gosh, what a
freaking day.
So far, I can't even tell you.
It was a bit of a flurry this morning.
Oh my gosh. First of all, how my day started.
Tell me how your day started. Okay. No, take me back from when you opened those sweet blue eyes of yours.
Oh, dude.
What's the first thing you saw?
Well, first of all, my daughter was sleeping with us, so
I didn't really
sleep. I was getting the heel in the head.
Oh, nice, dude.
And I had to get up early.
She's a kicker.
She's a kicker, yeah. And she sleeps diagonal, of course.
What is that with kids? My wife is a bit of a starfish when she sleeps, if you know what I mean. Like, just like, no, just fully laid out, like starfish.
Didn't know what that meant until now.
Yeah, we call it starfish.
That's a good position.
Yeah.
You're under arrest.
Yeah. And so my kids have a little bit of that too. But I think all kids do. Why do all kids sleep like that?
I don't know, man. It's just we're getting paid back.
I guess
What'd you do? I don't know, man. It's just I never get a full night's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she's coming in and she's just, you know, whatever. So getting up early and then you have that moment you freak out. I'm like, I slept too good for like 20 minutes and I'm like, I'm late.
Oh, right. That's the worst.
So I get up and it's early. It's, you know, 4:40 a.m.
On purpose?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I drive in early. Right. Usually I work out and then I get the day.
Oh, you're so amazing. Oh, my God.
Again, you should try it.
Yeah.
So I go get my coffee. Right. Mm-hmm. I have my routine. I go get my coffee.
Yeah.
And it's 5 a.m. and I'm like, the doors aren't opening. And then the two girls walk up and they go, oh, we open at 5:30. I said, yeah, but on the internet, it says 5.
Right. And the internet is always right.
So it is always right. So what? We don't know how to fix that.
Maybe you have someone else that handles your internet, not just the people that work the store.
So please. I'm like, come on, man. I need my coffee. So I get in the car. I'm going to go to this other place down the street. And I'm about a mile and a half. You know, we're staying at the beach, but I'm a mile and a half away from our house and I'm about to get on the freeway and I run something over.
Oh God. Person? Yeah. Animal?
No, I don't know. It was debris.
Okay.
Some type of debris. And I'm like, oh crap. And I look in the back, you know, it's still kind of dark, but I see stuff flying in the air behind me. Yeah, totally. Low pressure tire.
No!
The light comes on.
No.
The light freaking comes on.
No.
And I'm like, no, please, just a small, slow leak. I might be able to make it, right?
Just a slow leak.
And I'm like, then it's like, like literally within 10 seconds, all the air is gone.
And I'm like,
I don't know. I got to get to work. I've never been late in 25 years.
Right.
I got to figure this out. So immediately I make a U-turn. I break the first law I break. I break and I go, it's a rental car. So I'm like,
oh no,
I'm driving this freaking thing back to my house and getting my wife's car.
Right.
I'm doing it. There's nothing stopping me because I'm not going to be late to work. And there's, you know, who am I calling at that time?
No.
Anyway.
At 5 in the morning.
Yeah, 5. Yeah. No one. So I start driving. It takes me 25 minutes to drive a mile and a half.
Because how fast are you going?
I'm going about 15.
Yeah.
And you
it's...
know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have the windows up, so I don't really smell the tire burning.
Oh, man.
So I get there. Finally, I get there.
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid to make turns, so I'm trying to take them.
Did you even look for a spare? I mean.
No, I didn't look for. I didn't have time.
Okay. Yeah.
I did, because if I hit traffic, I'm dead. Right.
Right.
So. So I text my wife. I go, I'm taking the car. I pull up. I open the door, and the freaking tire is smoking.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude.
It's smoking, and I'm like. I got to go.
Are you like sweating?
No, because I still had the AC on. But I was
stupid. But like your heart racing.
But I was so nervous. I didn't want to be late. That's the most thing I was nervous about.
You hate that. Yeah.
Yeah. But I get out and the tire smoke like a NASCAR. It's smoking, and I'm like,
did that turn you on a little bit?
I have no pit crew.
I'm in NASCAR. I'm excited.
You're going 20 miles an hour. I have no pit crew.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's smoking. It smells, you know, that smell of rubber. I'm just like, oh gosh.
Man.
I hope this. I took a quick look. I'm like, nah, there's no fire. So I got to go. So I go get my car, my wife's car, whatever. And now I'm hauling ass.
Right.
Right. So hauling ass. going on the on-ramp to the freeway at about 20 miles too fast.
Yeah.
Cop.
No!
Right behind, pulls up right behind me.
Okay.
This is all in one freaking hour.
Did he pull you over?
2 miles he's following me and does not pull me over.
Oh, my gosh. He's like, that's Jason. Like, Jason, maybe if I get
close. My windows are so tinted, that's why I was afraid he was going to pull me over.
I thought maybe if he got close enough, he could wanted to smell your axe.
No. My what?
Your axe.
This was stupid.
So, what if I drive close enough, maybe that's I can smell the axe?
That's how my day started, dude.
Oh, my God, man.
And I felt like I've already been through a whole day.
Yeah. And now you have to talk to me.
Today. And I have to talk to you. And today, I mean, we're doing so many shows today that it's crazy, and I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the life we lead, man.
So, you know, we just went on the road.
Yeah, we had a great trip on the road.
We had a great trip on the road.
An amazing trip.
I mean, we hit some really fun cities that we've been to before, some new cities, like we hit Atlanta, which I don't think you and I have ever been to.
No, I haven't been there for years. Atlanta's awesome.
Yeah, and it's so much fun to go on the road. Every time we go on the road, we learn a little something about ourselves in the world.
Yeah.
A little bit. But yeah. We tend to bring stories to you guys, but oftentimes you guys provide stories to us. And the very first night was a show in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, and something that happened there was a story that Steve told for the rest of the week, which was this tour we found it kind of fun to make fun of me. Well, that's always fun.
That's not even true. Because most of the time you're making fun of me.
Well, or myself, right?
Yeah. Well, but, that's what we do.
We got talking about the amount of love scenes that I've done or haven't done. And I mean, the number that I haven't done is more impressive than the ones that I have done, I think.
Yeah.
So we were trying to tally them, which shouldn't be a tough job because there aren't many. But apparently we got the number wrong.
We did get the number wrong.
Yeah.
Because I joked forever that it was one.
Yeah.
You know, you had your one love scene.
Yeah.
It was very quick.
Naturally. Because, chances are, you know, if you're only doing one love scene every now and then, it's not going to be good. If you want to get good at it, you got to do it a lot.
That this is true, my friend.
Your first love scene, or if you haven't done a love scene in a while, it's going to go awfully quick.
So we're there in Jersey, and we joke. Oh yeah, you're one love scene, and some guy
in the audience
yells, says he's had three, and you could seriously hear a pin drop in the room, and we're like,
thank you,
sir.
Thank you.
Three. He goes, yeah, he had two on GH and one on night shift. I go,
that's some trivia. That should have been on the back of it. That should have been a Trivial Pursuit question. Well, I love his attention to detail. And, I've always kind of known I had more than one interaction in the world of General Hospital over the years. But the truth is I've only had one montage.
Okay, so it was an actual montage with one candle.
Correct.
No, how many candles? Do you remember?
Oh, man.
We're gonna have to...
You know what the funny thing is?
We're gonna have to post this on the blog now, because I'm gonna make you do it. Guess how many candles were in your scene. That's what we're gonna do right now.
That's funny. Do all montages have candles? So the funny thing is they don't show us lighting the candles on screen.
They just... they're lit.
So, like, if all of a sudden there's 30 candles in your room, can you imagine the moment before when you're like, oh, yeah, I want you so bad. Hey, hold up just 1 second. I got to light 30 candles.
And I got to get this lighting perfect for my white powder body.
What? Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, now they have those ones that look like candles that turn on.
Oh, dude, that's a lot safer, because if it gets a little heated and you start rolling
it's
around.
It's not going to get that heated when it lasts a minute.
Shut up.
And then you have a fire extinguisher right under your cot.
Under my what?
Your cot. You don't even have a bed, you poor bastard. You sleep on a cot, poor Maxie. You and Maxie on a twin cot.
Oh, dude, it's good for your back. I love the support of the floor. Yeah, it's great. Oh, no, but those great flameless candles?
Sure.
Oh, dude, they're the best.
They are the best.
Well, and I feel like they have a little fan in the bottom that blows up. So the little...
Yeah, I mean, whoever invented that thing is rolling.
I would guess.
It has to be a woman.
Did it start like a QVC
thing? It has to
thing?
Be a woman, though. Yeah, I think I might have started on a QVC
thing. It feels like something that would have come out of the world of QVC.
But a woman invented that, for sure.
Good for her. And
God bless her.
Rolling in it, for sure.
Yeah,
so that was the first day, and that's always fun. Normally, within the first couple of days, you know, we'll have stuff that we prepare to bring to talk on the road.
Sure.
But then things will happen in the first couple of days that add to our material, if you will. And that was great. Thank you, sir. I'm not sure if you listen to our podcast. I hope you do. We really appreciate you, and we appreciate your good humor. And,
absolutely.
And allowing us to share that story, although I don't think we asked.
No, we didn't.
No.
It's all fair. It's all fun. It's all in fun. We have a great time on the road. You sang some great songs that one guy didn't know what the song was. He kept texting me. Oh, it was Tim, the guy with the blanket.
Yeah.
In Baltimore.
He was texting. What,
no, tweeting. Tweeting.
What on God earth is Bradford singing?
No, he was like, what's the song that he sang?
Oh, the real words.
Yeah, what was it? I told him, and he's like, oh, that's it. You say, you know, he couldn't think of it for a week.
We're going to keep that secret just in case I decide to do it again
on the road.
Exactly,
that's why I didn't say it.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, no
spoilers.
Now you got a ton of songs, though, which is cool.
I do, but it was funny. You know, people that have seen me, you know, most people might not think that I have a temper or that, you know, I'm just a pretty happy-go-lucky guy.
This is an interesting
side
of Bradford Anderson.
The things that get me upset, if you want to know. Actually, this morning when our microphones didn't work at first, that got me upset. And in a similar vein, when things that I expect to work well do not work well, that frustrates me. And we go to a lot of comedy clubs. And, you know, comedy clubs, what do they need? They need a microphone for someone to say funny things, right? So we come in and we ask for more than one microphone. And one of those microphones, it really helps. It's kind of a necessity if one of those microphones is cordless. So because Bradford here, that's me talking about myself in third person, which is bizarre, likes to roam. You can't keep me contained.
It's a great part of the show, though.
Yeah. Well, it's more fun, I think, for the audience.
It is. Especially when you sit on their laps and you drink their wine and you smell them and hug them. And we're trying to do a show, and I'm like, what are you doing? I turn around, this guy, you're like shotgunning a bottle of wine.
Yeah, that's how you
and
do
you're
it.
Like, it's
that's
all,
the professional way to drink wine.
It's all fair.
So, I mean, you guys can tell me next time you see me, stay out of the damn audience. But that's kind of one of the fun things that we like to do. And so I need a cordless mic. That is like imperative, or else our show is confined to the stage. And that's less fun for us. And if it's less fun for us, chances are it's probably less fun for you. And also, I like to sing a couple songs.
Sure.
Right?
You would think.
So in order to do that, what do I need? I need music, right?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I could sing a cappella, but again, less fun.
Way less fun.
Right. So I always ask the club, hey, how do you play music? And can you play music for me? And oftentimes they're like, what? Okay. And sometimes they're like, yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Not naming any specific places.
No, because we like to. We end up having a great time no matter where we go.
Yes, because really, it's all about the fans.
Totally.
And what we do, and meeting them and interacting. But there are some technical things that have to happen for us to give the fans the best show
that we've prepared.
That we've prepared and that we want to do, right? We want to start off on the right foot, not like my morning this morning where your car's on fire. Because we've had a few car fires at these clubs.
That's right.
Where people don't know, you know, they're out there and having fun in the audience drink, getting ready for Stone Cold and the Jackal. And backstage, Bradford is completely tearing, like having a rock star fit in the dressing room, like throwing things and like, why can't you get it right? And I'm like, Jeremy, have you seen that this guy's going crazy? So it happened on our very first tour, where I've never seen you so angry, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known you for a long time,
and
I've never seen you so angry, where you were visibly like shaking, and you were gonna. I thought you were gonna kill somebody, and I'm like, dude, you just gotta freaking calm down right now. You gotta calm down. We just gotta do it. It's gonna be fine. We can make it up to the fans. We do our show. It's fine.
Yeah.
So you got over that, and then we go to Baltimore.
What is funny is that ended up being one of my favorite shows, but the beginning of it had a couple hiccups, and anybody that was there might know.
Dang it, I just threw my water bottle because I didn't want it to ruin the story.
I know,
I
dude.
I ruined it.
You're fine, dude. You're fine. You're fine. I start the show this past tour singing from hidden. Like, you can hear the song and you can hear my voice, but you can't see me yet.
Yeah.
And go ahead,
I'm telling the story anyway.
Okay, great.
So, Club X.
Club X.
Well, we go, and, you know, It's like, hey, yeah, man, I got this. I do this music stuff all the time. You don't have to worry about it. And I know that I need to worry about it because Bradford, if it's not perfect, Bradford's going to have a freaking conniption and go off the handle. And I got to calm him down before he goes out and sings these songs. And if he doesn't calm down, he sings them very angrily. And I can't have that to start the show because that's not good energy for us. So this guy's, yeah, man, I got it. No problem. I got the thing. All you got to do, buddy, is just do it. Right. So sure enough, we're ready. We got the pep talk. It's going to be great. And Bradford's like, listen, I love it because he talks to these people like they're 3 years old. He goes, so this is what happens if you do it on your phone and your phone locks up and then you're going to have to put your code in and then you have to push play again. Then you're going to have to start over. So we don't want that. So what's it play on? Is it on your computer? Is it off of YouTube? What is it? Is it off the cloud? Is it off? What is it? So they say it and he's like, okay, I got this, man. I do it all the time and this is it. No, okay, fine. So show starts. Sure enough, Bradford's in the wings waiting to make a grand entrance with
this great song.
It's fine. It was packed house. Awesome. And I'm in the green room where they put us, and there's a speaker.
You can hear.
I can hear, and it started. I'm like, okay, because it's an intro. It's a music intro, right? And then you come in, and then it stops. And I'm like, oh, no.
Music
Here comes David Banner into the Hulk. I know it's happening. Then it starts again. I'm like, okay, cool. Then it stops. Again,
oh,
and I know, Brad, I was around the corner from you, and I just felt your, it was like freaking, just a.
Because here it is, play a song.
Just
play a song.
Just push a button.
Play a song.
I mean, good God.
Play a song. So
please play a song.
And then after the second time it stopped, there was a person on an earpiece that was talking to the person in the booth next to me, and they're like, they can't get it to start again. I'm like, what? Can't get it started again? Well, then we can't start the show.
Yeah.
So what do you want me to do?
I mean, good gosh.
Yeah. So finally they got it to start again. I sang it.
It was fine. It ended up being fine.
And it played all the way through. And then the guy was great on the next music cue. And it ended up working out fine. But
sure.
I tell you, that moment of – if anybody – that's ever been like on stage or stuff, the moment where you feel like it's all going to go wrong – you adrenaline pumps through you.
Sure.
And you're like, how do I solve this? But you're like, it's a tough place to be in. And it happened to me a few times during our November tour.
Yeah.
Because I tried to bring a video.
Oh, yeah.
and that, a lot of clubs.
That just threw the wrench in the works.
So I have learned that technically the show should be as simple as possible because not every club has the abilities that other clubs do. And that's okay because normally they just need one mic.
Honestly, we've always done things ourselves anyway. So I think it's going to come to the point where we're just going to do it ourselves and bring our own gear and stuff. And it just has to because it won't go wrong.
Right.
You know, and that's all. It's all you can do. But you know what? It's fun because the show must go on.
Yes.
And sometimes the wrinkle, it sucks, but it gives you some energy, a different energy, and you go out and you do it and you kill it and it's fun and, you know, and every club's different. And, you know, we had one club that was just, this dude was on it like nobody's business, you know. I was like, this dude knew everything. And
awesome.
They predicted they were thinking ahead of what you were going to ask.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Which was
like, oh, it's our last show. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for just
it's hard.
Thinking about.
Gosh, it's hard to trust, though. But once I was like, oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that's,
I know.
So that's a little bit of what happens to us on the road, the problem solving in the moment. And, you know, we always end up having fun because you guys give us great energy. And every show has been a success. Like, we always, every show, after we come back into the green, we're like, oh, man, that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. We took a few flights, which are always interesting.
Yeah.
You know, because a certain airline.
Catch the spirit. The spirit of. In their jingle, do they really say spirit three times?
Dude.
Catch the spirit.
I don't know.
The spirit of spirit airlines. That's a dumb jingle. Is that really their jingle?
That's a dumb one.
Just catch the. It can't be right.
It can't be.
The spirit
it
of spirit
be.
Airlines.
But it,
catch
you know,
the spirit.
Because I really wasn't a cheap person until I started hanging out with you. No. Honestly, until I started, like, like we started this partnership.
Yeah.
And like having to buy things together. I go, right. I start thinking like Bradford does. I'm like, I know that cheap bastard wants me to buy the cheapest ass ticket that we can get. So when on our first trip, when I booked Spirit Airlines, and you're like, what the F did you just do? I go, ah, oh, it's cheap, man. Well, you think it's cheap until they have all those add-ons, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the planes are actually kind of new.
Some of them are, some yeah.
The ones
yeah.
we, the fortunately, the ones we've
yeah, the
been
one
on.
We was, yeah, yeah.
But it's not even like a seat that goes back at all, because forget about that.
Well, that's the weird thing, because you actually, you splurge for the nicer seats.
It's not first class, it's kind of first class. It's just bigger seats.
Bigger seats towards the front of the plane.
$25 extra.
$25, really?
Yeah.
But you think if you get this nice cushy seat, oh, this is going to be super comfortable. Let me lean back.
No. I'm like, is this freaking thing broken?
Yeah, I thought mine was broken too.
I was like, this lady in the back was like, what are you doing? I said, I'm trying to, is this broken? She's like, no, it's not broken. And I'm like, well, I'm forward. I'm not even reclining. I'm at a degree.
I'm pitched forward.
Yeah, pitched forward. I can't sleep.
Unless you're going up the whole time.
Unless you're going to the moon.
To the moon. And then
you will sleep perfectly.
Then you feel like you're, yeah.
I'm like, what the heck, man?
Yeah.
And I was so proud that I splurged on the.
Right.
The,
you're like,
I go, Bradford.
How's it feel, Bradford?
I go, how's that feel,
it's
Bradford?
It's for you, buddy.
It's for this you, man. For you. Enjoy it, you son of a. I know. It was so stupid. Oh, gosh.
Oh, but
man.
It was a great week. As always.
It was a great week. We got to stay in Queens, which was cool. It's always fun to walk around New York City.
Yeah, and we were staying in a residence, which was kind of fun. And we were in the...
Kind of, yeah.
If you like cats. Yep.
If you like a cat jacket after your... If you like to wake... like Jeremy, we love this person. I mean, this person.
You'll
we
meet
love.
Jeremy next time. Next time we go on the road, we're gonna do a road.
This person,
we're gonna do a roadcast.
This person that we love so much has cats, and we're not really cat people, so to speak. You know.
Well, you're allergic, aren't you?
Well, I'm allergic, and you know, I wear black, so that's not good.
Yeah.
For me, and Jeremy's bald. So when Jeremy,
how does that have to do with anything?
Because I'm going to tell you right now, because he slept on the couch,
right?
And then he wakes up and he literally had a cat beard.
He had a cat beard.
He had like white fuzz.
He's like, wait a second, my hair grew back.
I'm like, where's the cats? There's no cats in here. Well, how come there's so much cat here? It was clean. The place was clean. I said,
that's the print.
Do you see that I used to have a black t-shirt on, and now it's like a,
that's the
not
thing
like with, a Himalayan.
Dude, that's the thing with cats. You can't get rid of it. You can't.
I know.
You can't, the evidence
you gotta
of cats.
You got to nuke it.
The evidence of cats.
You got to bomb
I should have known, though, when our friends introduced us to the apartment, she gave me a key
and a
lint roller.
No, not just a lint roller. It was the super mega.
And I was like,
this is
interesting.
Okay.
I mean, we're gonna do some shows, so I maybe, you know, she wants us to be clean when we do our shows. It was I should have known. Oh well.
Yeah, well, we had fun though. We get to walk around New York.
Yeah.
Went to Philly. We had a great dinner in Philly, which was awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Beth Ann, who's been to a lot of our shows, she was like, that was one of the best. I'm like, why?
Well, the thing that was cool about it is it was a dinner venue that had a stage. So we were able to do kind of like, normally when we do a show, it's a show. And normally when we do a dinner, you know, we'll get up and talk for a bit, but then we'll go person to person. And, you know, so it's not a show. This place, we were able to do kind of split the difference.
Yeah, it was cool, man.
So we could have the interaction of a dinner, but have some of the elements of our show.
Yeah.
So that was a kind of fun in between.
Yeah. How much do you love being on the road?
Awesome.
Honestly.
We're so lucky.
I know. Thank you guys
Thank
so much.
Thank you guys.
We have such a great time to be able to do this. It's just so awesome to go on the road. And you get home and you obviously love your family and your kids. And you're like, yeah, but you kind of miss being on the road a little bit.
It is
because you get into a routine for like 6 or 7 days. You're like, okay, we're going to get up. We're going to work out. Well, I'm going to work out. I'm going to work out. Brad's going to go to the library and read.
Yep.
And you get into this routine and you're like, okay, we got to go here. We got to go there. And a lot of times we don't get a chance to just stay in one place either for a long time, which we got to this time. So
yeah. Well, that's the thing is like you know, it's kind of a blitzkrieg for a week. And then all of a sudden you're at the end of it and you're like, so it is a – but we're lucky that we our lives have very different energies at different points, and we get variety is the spice of life, is what they say, right?
Well, basically, you're a star for a week, and then you go home.
Well, I mean,
then you're like Bradford. Take out the trash.
That's not what my wife sounds
Bradford.
Like.
No, she has a very
a very pleasant voice.
She has a very pleasant voice.
Yes. She's like the voice of an angel.
I like talking to her on the phone.
Yeah, it is funny. My wife, Kira.
No, I mean not when you're on the phone with me. No, I'm kidding. That's
a joke. She's got great tones.
Oh, hold on. She just texted me.
Oh, man. Damn it.
I'm kidding.
Damn it.
Hey, we go on the road again here in July.
That's right.
This is like the craziest year for us to do all this stuff.
I just swallowed my spit.
Dude, do not die, because let me tell you right now, because you have a cold.
I
will not give you mouth to mouth.
No, dude.
I will put a freaking bottle of Perel down your throat, and then I will resuscitate you by just chest pumps.
Fair enough. I appreciate that.
Okay. I just want you to know.
So that I was actually just choking on water, which for some reason is the easiest thing for me to choke on. I don't know what it is. But no, I do. I hate myself because I do have a little cold. And
I know you hate that too.
Dude, I'm kind of a germaphobe, and I just hate anytime I get like the little hint that I might be getting like something, I just get mad. Yeah, I'm talking about all the things that make me mad.
Issues, my friend.
So anyway, but I'm on the mend. It's good. Steve, you and I love Disneyland, right?
Yeah, I love it. We talk about Disneyland a lot.
We talk about Disneyland all the time. Dude, I got to tell you, last time I went to Disneyland, I thought I had all my bases covered. We knew what hotel we were staying. We thought, all of a sudden, we get there, realize we didn't have any dinner reservations, and I tried to get them, and it's impossible.
We actually tried the same thing.
Yeah.
And they were booked.
Right. So sometimes you need a little help, right? When you go to Disneyland or Disney World, you want it to be a magical experience, and sometimes part of that is making sure all of the boxes are checked.
And
right?
I have that now.
You do?
Yep.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's called Middle of the Magic Travel.
Middle of the Magic Travel.
It's like a Disney concierge. They set up everything for you. They set, like, anything you want to do, they set it up. They set up your whole trip.
So they can make dining reservations at both Disney World and Disneyland?
Correct.
They can make fast pass reservations for Disney World?
Correct.
And can create a personalized itinerary for each of your guests?
Everybody.
Wow. So they really are like a personal Disney concierge.
They are. And it's pretty amazing because it entails so much, and sometimes it's so overwhelming, you're not sure how to even begin. And, you know, it kind of falls on sometimes on the dads to be like, hey, figure this out
and make it fun. In my family, it's my wife that plans it all.
Well, so good, because wives are better planners. And that's why we didn't have reservations, because I didn't plan.
There you go.
So now I know what to do.
So if you go to middleofthemagictravel.com/Steve and Brad, you can start planning your magical Disney vacation. They're an authorized Disney vacation planner, so they work with Disney, right? And it's for all from Disney destinations. So Disney World, Disneyland, Adventures by Disney, Disney Cruise Line, Disney's Aulani Resort, which I want to go to so very bad.
That's
in Hawaii,
amazing.
The Aulani Resort in Hawaii. And Disney's beach resorts in Vero Beach, Florida, and Hilton Head, South Carolina.
That's so awesome. Middle of Magic Travel. What's cool is it's a fee-free travel agency. As long as you book a package with them, it means it costs you nothing for all this extra concierge service.
You're getting a Disney concierge
for free.
In middleofthemagictravel.com/Steve and Brad. And these travel planners are Disney files themselves. Is that the word? Disney files? Disney enthusiasts? and they have agents that specialize in special needs travel, special diets, multi-generational travel, and even adult-only travel.
They do everything for you.
Yeah, it's awesome. So if you want to plan your truly magical Disney vacation, start at middleofthemagictravel.com/Steve and Brad. We go on the road because the show takes a week or two off.
Yeah, that's why, yes.
But there are victims of that. And today, you are a victim of the show being off for 2 weeks, because you are filming the equivalent of 4 episodes today.
Today, in one day.
In one day. So how many pages would you guess?
Dude, I know we kind of talked about it on the road, and we've talked about what the day-to-day is here.
Right.
But I've been back now. In August, it'll be a year. And
God, already, that's crazy.
It puts you. It's a lot of mental. Wear, yeah. It's a lot of mental wear and tear. Like yesterday, I had one scene.
Hey.
Which is fantastic, right?
Yeah. Because
you
fun.
See, because I never look ahead. I tell you, I never look ahead. I never look ahead. And then I get a call, and they're like, hey, you have four shows next week on this day.
That was really nice of them to
which
call.
Which is nice of them to call, which means I know I'm screwed.
Right.
Right? Because the day before, yesterday, I was like, oh, I got one scene. This is great.
Deluxe.
I'm in at 8:30. I'm home by 9:30.
Deluxe.
One line.
Look at you.
It was amazing. Wow. Of course, that was a part of another show.
Yeah, sure.
Because we never shoot in order. We never shoot all the shows together, really. And then today, four shows. I'd say dialogue pages where I actually have dialogue on the pages.
Yeah.
66.
Woof.
And I'm in scenes that I'm not, I don't have a lot of dialogue, and that would be another 15 pages.
Yeah. Well,
and six of those pages are probably monologues.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have some
scenes. Because I work
today.
With you.
Yeah. And you have a monologue. And I was like, what's this?
I know.
Steve is a monologue?
Wait, what is happening here? This has changed. Can somebody write the people? Do people write the people? Can you text somebody? Because something happened to me in Russia in the clinic, and I know that I have menopause because I cry all the time now.
Yeah.
But I'm talking more than everyone comes up to me, like cast members, like, hey dude, why are you talking so much now?
Right.
Why do you?
Did you lose a bet?
Yeah. I did something wrong because I'm talking like all the freaking time.
So you think you can leave our show, huh?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Yeah.
Man, but it's what we do and it's great and we're blessed to do it.
It's quite the challenge.
You know, and before it would give me a lot of anxiety because you just don't think because even family members and friends are like, Steve, I don't know how are you going to do 66 pages?
Right.
I don't know how you're going to do it.
Right.
I can't even do two.
Right.
You know, and before it would give me a little bit of a, it would kind of get me mad.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you'd look at it and you go, I just don't know if I can do my best job with 66 pages. How am I going to do this? How am I going to even memorize all this and be ready for tomorrow? And not just be ready, but hopefully
do a good job too.
Yeah.
Right. That's the other thing is like, okay, I can see my way through this.
Sure.
But boy, I'd love to do it well.
Well, that's where you gotta, you know, in our medium, you don't have the luxury to do everything to the best.
Right. Sometimes, you know, sometimes the time and the load.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to pick and choose. Like our scenes, we have like scenes, right?
Yeah.
So I can run those. I can work those. We'll work them before we go up, and we'll always work them until we get on stage, and then we finally do it, and then it's gone.
Right.
Right? You never stop looking at it until you do it, and then you're done.
Right.
So you got to kind of pick and choose your battles. I had to make sure that I got the monologues down.
Well, the monologues are hard because sometimes when you have a scene partner, especially one that you're comfortable with, you can kind of, you know, it's easier to remember your lines when someone's telling you a line before that your line would fit afterward.
Sure.
You know, like that, sometimes it's easier to remember stuff because you're having a conversation and those flow. But monologues, it's all on you. And if you go up there not remembering the monologue, boy, you're in trouble.
Boy, you're in big trouble.
Because everything just halts, comes to a screeching
halt. And you don't want to, especially with monologues, you know, you don't ever want to pick those up in the middle. You know, pick it up from here. You're like,
you forget a line and then they let you kind of come back and start in the middle of the monologue.
Yeah,
if the monologue has any sort of emotional content and you have to find it's hard to pick up in the middle of something.
It's super hard too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, look, it's what we do and it's not the first time it's happened to us.
No, certainly not. I mean, I mean, you know, thinking of days with just huge amounts of material, I mean, you have maybe had, you know, more of those days than I. Oh, no, screw that. when I was first here, I had all the material.
Oh, you had everything.
And they were all monologues. So,
Yeah.
So I don't feel so bad for you.
No.
But a day that we had together that was, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 pages just together because it was two episodes worth of material where it was just you and me.
Was this night shift or was this?
Yeah, this was night shift.
It was night shift. So not only were we doing GH literally during the day.
Oh, right.
We would then go do it.
What was it?
Sometimes
it was like Friday? It was like Friday was night shift day?
I know we did some stuff during the day.
Right.
Because when we had dark days. But I know we were doing double duty, dude. And I know that we had a ton. You had a ton.
You know what I was also doing that summer? I was doing an American Pie movie in Canada.
Oh, gosh.
Dude, that was the craziest summer of my life in terms of working. I was doing two TV shows and a movie. It felt really cool.
You were the man.
for a hot second.
You were for American Pie. Yeah, because we had a bunch of pages. Listen, I got to watch Night Shift again because I really had a lot of fun on it.
I signed a lot of those DVDs when we hit the road.
Yeah. And I don't remember everything.
God, you look funny on the cover.
I know, that stupid hair I had.
And
that was a beautiful helmet, though.
Oh, it was.
It was. It was very shellacked. It was so shiny, they kept saying stuff to me like, "You know, what are you putting in it that's shining so much?"
Oh, the lighting people didn't like it.
Aqua. Aquanet.
Yeah.
Get over it. My hair comes first.
Does Aquanet have a matte finish version?
It does not.
Okay.
It does not because you have to put it back while it's a little wet and then you spray it in place.
You know those hoods that speed skaters wear? Kind of look like you could pull that up over and your hair would look like that.
No.
No?
No, it wouldn't.
Okay.
I know. You're jealous of my hair. It's fine.
It's my favorite thing to talk about.
I know. Mine too. I know. I remember we had a bunch of scenes. It was like back to back, like 30 scenes in the elevator when we.
Oh, yeah. So what were we doing?
We delivered a baby, right?
We delivered a baby.
With a butter knife. What was it, though? It was something, right?
It was something. I think there was like a cafeteria tray in there. And so there was a butter knife.
Yeah, I think so, man.
Or maybe I had. Maybe the Jackal had a Swiss Army knife or something. I don't know. The one time he carried a...
He probably had a little nail file.
That's probably what it was. But, yeah, so we were trapped in an elevator because the elevator was stuck. And there was a pregnant woman in there.
Of course it was.
I think she went unconscious. Is it possible?
Well, she probably went unconscious because of our acting.
No, just because I don't remember her having lines. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember that,
I apologize to the actress that was in the elevator with us. But
like,
I
like she's listening.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Right.
I'm sure she's good. Bastards.
I know. But
she's
probably
a big film star now.
I know, right? So we had speaking of people that were on Night Shift that are film stars, Nazanin.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nazanin Bagnani. She's doing great work with.
What's his name?
Dominic Raines.
Dominic Raines.
Yeah, he's doing a great job out in the world.
Yeah, I know. They did it. They broke out a lot of people there.
Do you really think that was their breakout?
I don't know. I think that was probably, when you start, you know how it goes, dude. You start working in the beginning, you just keep working and working and working.
Yeah.
And then you're the Jerkle.
The Jerkle.
So then you're Stone Cold and the Jerkle.
Stone Cold and the Jerkle. Actually, Jackal and Urkel together, that is
Jerkle.
That's the Jerkle.
Is that your ship name?
You've
taught me that expression, which I hate you for.
I'm so sorry.
Because now I'm like, what's their ship name?
Yeah, and half
what's the ship name? Sason?
And half the room is like,
Sason?
I love when we try.
No, you did. You messed up. You said Sason and Jam.
Sason and Jam. Jason and Sam. I said Sason and Jam.
You said Jam. I go, no, Sason's me and Sonny and That's Jam. Right. I said, I don't know what Jam is, but
yeah,
I'll have some on my toast.
My butter and jam and Sason.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, so we had probably 30 scenes. 30 scenes in an elevator and probably 60 pages.
It
was just us, and it was really heightened because the stakes were really high.
Yeah.
And we were in a confined space for the entire time.
I'm sure I was sweating to death.
Dude, I remember, I think you came over the night before and we worked on it.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah, that is possible.
So, I mean, we took it super seriously because at the time, Night Shift, when this was, that was SoapNet's first original programming.
Prime was technically, I think, I don't want to say it was primetime, but
it aired in
cable primetime.
Yeah.
And it was number one. It did really well.
In season one, it did pretty well. Yeah. Didn't they do a season two? Did you do a season two? Did they do a season two? I think they did.
And then
the whole ship sank.
I wasn't in it, dude.
No, okay.
I wasn't in it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
We missed SoapNet. SoapNet was great.
Yeah, I know. It was great. It was great. But, dude, to work with Billy Dee Williams.
That was awesome. Somebody asked us.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I was doing a GH Fantasy recently, and someone asked, like, who's your favorite co-star? And I was like, Billy Dee.
Billy Dee was.
Besides you.
Thank you, Jackal.
Yeah.
But Billy Dee, I mean, come on, dude.
That was awesome.
That's Landau Clarissian.
Yeah, or Landau Calrissian, yeah.
Is
that
whatever?
Yeah, but close enough.
Okay, thanks.
Landau.
I'm unhooked on phonics still. I'm still working my way through chapter one.
Yeah, keep working, buddy.
I'll keep working. But, I mean, dude, that's the best. Well, I grew up with this guy, And he was so cool.
He was as cool, or probably more cool than you expected him to
100%.
Be. 100%. Because you expected him to be cool, right?
Yeah, it's like, Billy D, man.
Here's the thing. He was like in, you know, he was playing a custodian in the show, so we always had these custodian clothes on. But I remember him, my vision of him in my remembrance is wearing like a white robe and slippers all the time, like a smoking jacket.
Yeah, he was.
Because that's the cool that he puts out there.
100%. And he was so cool, man. And then my son was stoked on it too.
Yeah,
he was like, "No way, no way!"
Oh, because he was such a Star Wars
fan. Yeah, because he's a Star Wars fan. I go, "Yeah, man, I worked with him, and here he is, and we took a picture." He's like, "That's amazing!" And that,
yeah.
But he was so cool. But he did get to perform too. Remember at the end?
Oh, he did because he was in his past life, but earlier in Toussaint's life, he was a member of a Motown band or something, right?
Yeah. But he was cool, man. Really fun. We had good fun on night shift for sure. I was going to make you sing today, but I'm not.
Oh, thanks.
Because you have a cold.
I do have a cold.
And I know that you're a perfectionist.
I'm a perfectionist.
And I won't make you sing me any 80s songs today.
Why would I sing you an 80s song today?
Because you're my bitch.
Okay.
Because you're my bitch.
True.
I'm Sonny's bitch.
Yeah, right.
In your mind.
Right. It's a chain. It's a chain of command, and I'm on the bottom.
You have one somewhere.
You're on the bar. You're such a stupid idiot.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But you have some. You have a bitch. You have a bitch somewhere.
Not on the show.
I know, but somewhere.
Somewhere, maybe. I don't know.
You find it.
Okay.
Your dog?
Oh, my poor dog. Yeah. Yeah.
What's that dog's name?
Huckleberry.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, interesting tidbit.
Yes.
I think we've both. In the last 2 weeks, there was a time where, for at least a night, we were both living with our in-laws. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, you're with your in-laws now.
I'm in with my in-laws right now, yeah. And you're either just out or...
Just out, yeah.
So, hey, it's nice.
It was interesting. Yeah,
totally.
It's interesting. My kids love it.
Well, that's the thing. The kids are elated.
The kids are like,
oh,
why
man.
Do we have to leave?
I know.
I'm like, because we're getting our own place down the road here.
Yeah.
And they're like, we want to be here at Papa's house.
I know.
I'm like, come on, man.
I know. I'm nervous at the end of this.
End of your run?
At the end of the run of the in-laws, our kids are going to be devastated.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's a great place. And they have a lot of fun and they get a crap load of attention, which is awesome for them.
100%.
And
it's great.
It's awesome.
Just love being around family. And if the house was bigger, I'd be like, I'll pay you a couple hundred bucks. I'll stay every night.
Yeah.
If it was bigger.
Right. Totally.
But it's not.
Yeah.
So we can't.
Yeah. And they deserve their own life, too.
Yeah. They like it. But, you know, it gets a little, it's a small place. So it gets a little, you know, a lot of stuff going on.
Well,
my father-in-law is super cheap.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought you guys are brothers.
Oh,
cousins.
Have I ever met this gentleman?
No, but, you know, it's amazing because he's the first human being that when the check comes, his upper torso turns into an alligator. Because it's... No.
No?
Because his arms shrink.
Oh, a check for a bill.
So much that he it's just like
it's like that. They did the Geico commercial.
Yeah, they did one, but he's like every time.
Every time.
Right. And then it's so funny because... You know, I always pick up the check.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
So, bullsy freaking little.
I put up a pretty good fight most of the time.
At least you fight. There's a lot of people who don't fight.
Okay.
I mean, even though you get little T-Rex arms, you still kind of like, oh, let me get it. Let me get it.
Oh, I can't reach it. Let me get it.
So my father-in-law, he does, you know, he's instant T-Rex.
Mm.
He'll just let it sit there. One of the guys who just lets it sit there to see who's going to pick it up.
Oh, it's a fun game.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He'll sit there. Mm-hmm. And then when I go get it, I reach for it, right?
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah?
Not even oh, no.
Oh, not even oh, no?
No. Kind of like a...
Oh, man.
And then reaches
man.
For it like it's hurting him to reach for his wallet.
Yep.
And then he'll take it out.
Mm.
And it's one of those old school ones that's fold, like folds, and there's like... It's so thick that I don't even know how you put it in your pocket anymore.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and he'll kind of just give me a sad, defeated face and kind of open it. And you know, the dust flies out. And I'm like, I'm picking it up. It's fine.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Just relax. Oh, gee, thanks. And this is true. He loves change.
like jingle
change? Yeah, loves change. Loves it. So what he does, he collects change.
Right.
From his week.
Oh, and then stores
and
it.
Then and then takes it. Well, he doesn't actually take it. This is amazing. He does not take it to Coinstar because he doesn't want to pay the 7%.
Well, if you get a gift card, you don't have to pay the 7%. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
That's how.
Only you freaking. Only you would know this.
Because we get Starbucks cards from it.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's actually the best way to get Starbucks cards is all of a sudden, like, you know, you store, you put your change from the day in the, your collector.
Interesting.
And then at the end of.
So what if you got like a Visa gift card?
I'm not sure. There's
certain ones now.
There's certain ones. There's an I think there's iTunes.
Okay.
There may be Amazon cards too.
He wants money.
Okay.
He
if you want money. Cash money, you got to pay a fee.
No, he does not. So now he quit doing Coinstar because he felt like Coinstar was ripping him off.
Sure. It's a pretty good service they provide. They deserve their kickback.
Yeah, they do the give for sure.
Right.
But now he takes it to the bank.
Does he roll it?
Rolls it, takes it to the bank.
How come the banks don't have a Coinstar machine?
I because they're in the freaking prehistoric age.
Yeah.
It's like you got to take it to the bank. And then he feels like the bank shorts him with it.
Count it again.
So when we were staying there, anytime I had loose change, I would just go in his room and throw it on the bed.
Oh, respect your elders and all that.
No, because...
Would that make him happy?
No, it made him happy.
Oh, it did? Okay.
That was a little gift. That was my gift. Because I'd have a bunch of change from the day, and I'd just go throw it on his bed, and I know when he got home, it excites him
to
see change. He wasn't in the bed when I was throwing money at him.
Oh, Cam, I'm so tired. I can't wait to get into bed.
Awesome guy, but he loves his change, man. So.
That's so funny.
You know, we talked about with these kids... With these kids nowadays.
It's
always my son and my daughter are always like, would you rather? Remember we said?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, in one podcast it was getting eaten by a bear or an alligator.
Yeah.
And that turned into a topic of discussion at family homes over dinner.
I think it probably did.
You know, so.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Now you have something to talk about yet. Yes, son of a. So I heard one the other day. They were talking. I go, oh, gosh. And it was, would you rather stick a toothpick under your big toenail and kick a soccer ball?
Ah! Jeez.
I'm like.
What? Who comes up with this crap?
I don't know. I texted McKenna. I'm like, what was it that you guys were saying? Would you rather? And then, or file your teeth with a nail file.
And really go for it?
You have to go for it because if you're kicking a soccer ball, first of all, listen, you stub your toe.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse.
No.
I mean, I know people hate the dentist too.
Yeah.
Because they should.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, dude, a nail file? Are we talking like a
like a metal one? Not like
a metal one?
Or
are we
those,
talking
like
about
the,
a thing?
Yeah.
I'd almost do the nail file, dude.
On the teeth?
Yeah. I'm not freaking kicking a soccer ball with a toothpick popping. If you can see Bradford right now.
Here's the thing.
Oh, man.
Would
you rather?
It would hurt. Oh, gosh. The toothpick would hurt, but that would heal. You're not getting your teeth back.
That's true.
Thank you.
That's true. But you could go. You could get some.
Some implants? Or like some work?
Yeah.
Some caps?
Yeah. Can you pick a tooth that needs to come out? Yeah. What if you have a...
Okay, what are the rules of this?
Yes. Look.
Because if you're going to do this craziness,
I'm a hillbilly,
need some rules.
I am a hillbilly. We don't have the best teeth. We love Mountain Dew. So so if I have a bad one...
Can you file it
can
down?
Can I file? Does that one count?
Ooh,
or does it have to be a good one?
Does it have to just be like the whole
because
front?
Because I can kind of do the work for the dentist, and then he can help finish
it
off.
Once you hit a nerve, though, you're not going fine.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, teeth, it doesn't bug me, though. I know people hate the dentist, and I know they hate the shots, and the dentists always say, you don't believe that people will pass out after a shot in the gum.
Yeah.
I go, it doesn't bother me that much.
Yeah.
But, dude, that stub in the toe, I've stubbed my toe where the nail has come off. Like, come off.
Yeah.
No, my friend.
Okay.
You're wrapping that thing like freaking Fred Flintstone.
Right.
You have your toes the size of a freaking...
As everyone that's listening winces.
Yeah, I know. It's not good. But there's a would you rather. Did you have one?
This one is a little less violent.
Yeah.
This is more just this is personal
just
preference.
Just annoying
personal,
one?
Personal preference. And, I saw this one and it was, would you rather wear a shirt that is always too big or one that's too tight? Right.
Interesting.
And it's funny because I do a little bit of the customer service for our website. And
yes, you do.
You know, Jackal, and so we talk about these preferences all the time, because when you're buying a T-shirt, some people like it a little, you know, a little roomy, and some people like it a little more tailored.
Tailored's a nice word,
right?
There's definitely people who shouldn't be wearing tailored shirts.
Well, maybe me. I'm one of them.
But you wear yours baggy. You don't wear yours. So what would you say?
I like to have a little room. I like to have a little room.
In the lower section.
And around the waist. But then I like it to fit my shoulders and pretty well, because it makes me look tough.
So that would be a tailored shirt.
So here's the thing,
though. So you want a small on top and a medium on the bottom.
Correct. Yeah. So I need a hybrid shirt. Well, because, I like form-fitting clothes that fit my actual frame, not ones that hug my frame.
Okay.
Does that make sense? What about you? You want to be in your tight black Armani T-shirt.
It's not Armani, by the way.
Walking down Muscle Beach.
That's the first. What is that? What is that sound?
I don't know. That's it's you preening.
That's not me walking. That's like a peacock.
Look at me. Look at me.
No, not.
Look at me. What is it? The T-shirts. The Armani Exchange T-shirts.
No, that I've had a few from there.
Yeah, you have.
In the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
But it's funny because I saw that you were gonna read that one, and I'm like. On GH, I had two wardrobes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said this before, depending on the season.
The football season T-shirt and the summer T-shirt?
Yes. Did you know this or no?
I remember you explained it to me once. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was Fat Fall.
To every season, turn. Now I drink Coors Light, turn.
Totally. And as soon as like kickoff happened, it was the gates were open. I mean, it was wings and football and beer and everything I could put in, eat. Sheree would bake. It's fall, you know. You gotta have some baked goods.
Oh yeah, dude.
You gotta have all the cookies. And then you think, and then comes Halloween. You're like, maybe I'll have a few.
I know.
Back then, and I don't eat them now, but I'll have a few Peeps. I'd love Peeps.
Oh, Peeps are good.
I'd eat those things like freaking Tic Tacs. Like,
yep.
Make that noise. No, make the other noise that you said I would. Yeah, that's me eating. No, that's a rabbit eating. So I would eat Peeps. It just goes into. You know, Thanksgiving, and
it is a vortex of eating.
I mean, it is a vortex, and you got to be careful because you could put on 25, which I did.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
So they would literally have my black T-shirt
mm-hmm.
that was big and boxy
mm-hmm.
for fall.
Right.
And then they'd have a smaller size
right.
that was more fitted. Because soon as
they had your Kmart black tee and your Armani Exchange black tee.
As soon as spring happened,
right.
like after New Year's. That's when I started shedding the weight and trying to get back in shape and all that stuff. And I don't do that anymore because my blood work was not good. Because I could tell. I always get my blood work done. And after that, it was always bad.
Yeah.
Because I was just eating garbage.
Yeah.
You know, but right now I like them a little form-fitting.
Well, I mean.
It's psychological. They got to be a little tight.
Well,
they got to be a little tight.
But will you agree with me that the place where you want it to fit is shoulders and chest? And
correct.
Like, because then that – but then if it's too tight like around your belly, then that doesn't feel good either.
No, because then you got to make sure – even if you don't have a belly
– you can't slouch.
You got to suck it in.
You got to suck it in and stand up straight.
Because it's hard to find the right T-shirt.
Yeah.
It really is. And we've been through 10 different brands.
Well, that's why we call it on our website Steve's Favorite Shirt.
Yeah, because it fits.
It fits good. Good.
Up top, and then it's just not super tight.
Just a little roomy. It's not baggy. Baggy is not the word. Just roomy.
So, so that's a weak would you rather, but at least there was a story behind it.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure people didn't know I had two different sets of black T-shirts, and I'm sure they don't give a crap either. So do your tweet, mean tweet noise.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
All right. So we have a tweet here. This is the one.
Is this a mean one?
This one will remain unnamed.
Oh, then it's a mean one.
So you know what that
remain
means.
Remain anonymous.
Yeah. So this was actually.
Stay in your basement.
This was actually in response to our podcast with one of our dear friends. And it was just, let me read it. there was a consortium of people that don't like us, I guess. I listened to some, but it started turning my stomach. They are all trash.
What does that mean? I mean, come on, man. Listen, you're going to get people who don't like you, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But at least you got to be honest.
You're entitled. You're entitled to your opinion.
When we have, you know, you want to say that when it's just me and you, Dumb and Dumber, doing the podcast?
We are trash. Yeah.
Go ahead. Say it. We're trash. But when you have a nice guest.
Right.
And you're learning new information, and you're having laughs, and you're hearing stories, you got to be honest and say, hey, that was pretty good.
Sure.
If I don't say so myself.
I think you just did.
I did, because I listened to it.
Right. I haven't found one. I mean, the ones with our guests are very interesting.
I love it. And we never have enough time, by the way.
That's true.
Because you could do two, three. With Laura, right, we could have done 3 hours.
Totally.
You know, with Chad, you could have at least gotten another 5 minutes.
That's what they said about my love scene. Can we just get another 5 minutes?
And you said, no, it's not possible. Mission impossible. That's right. Awesome.
We have a couple questions here.
Sure. I love questions.
We have one here from Rose Heigl, I'm going to say that. Yeah, I think it's Heigl.
What's the Seal song?
Seal, like Kiss from a Rose?
Yeah.
Oh. No, been kissed by a rose. From Batman, the Val Kilmer Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the most memorable.
And I'm swaying right now.
That's the most memorable thing.
Like I'm trying to remember.
There is a certain... You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby.
Yeah, thank you. See, I got you to sing without even... Yeah. And that was 90s, okay. But go ahead.
All right. Rose says, do you have any pets? Do you have any pets? What kind of pets? She probably doesn't talk like that. But
that sounded like the church lady. Do you have any pets?
Do you have any pets?
Pets. I have two dogs.
Two dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are their names?
Elvis and Georgia.
Elvis and Georgia. Those are good names.
Yeah.
I have a dog, Huckleberry, who made an appearance already on this podcast, I think. Right.
Yeah,
we talked about
right
him.
Now. And I had a pet. We had a pet carnival goldfish.
You got it at a carnival? Yeah. You got a goldfish at a carnival. Yeah. Tell me how long that lived. Can I venture a wait? Can I venture a guess?
Can you do an over under? Can you guess an over under?
All right. Let's see. Yeah. 7 days.
No.
Really?
Over.
Over. Wow.
Yeah.
Both times that we tried to get our kids fish.
Yeah.
Under 7 days.
Yeah. It was probably 10.
And I don't know. We did everything we thought was right.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I wasn't trying to kill the fish.
No, you're not ever trying to kill the goldfish.
I don't think so. I mean,
no.
There's no like underlying thing in like where I like to kill animals.
No.
No.
No. I think they're just bred to die.
Bread to die. That's
I mean,
sad,
it's
that's
not. It's not cool
story.
Because if you think about it, it's pretty messed up because you're going to the carnival with your kids. You get to play the games and hopefully not die on one of the rides.
I mean, that's the first concern,
right?
Sure.
The first concern is will I die on the teacups?
Right.
And you know, then you're trying to be like, hey, let's play some games. Let's eat some freaking funnel cake.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean?
That's really what
the
it's
carnival
about.
Food, right?
Oh,
the fried
awesome.
Stuff.
Ooh,
because you had that fried Oreo.
God.
You made me eat it at Rockwell's.
It was so
on this
good.
Tour.
It was so good. I mean,
and you made me eat it on stage. And I ate the whole freaking thing.
Because I know once you start, you can't stop.
I know it was good. Yeah. That was fried Oreo. It was good. So and it's kind of mean because your kids are like, oh, let's play. Let's get a fish.
Like, oh, great,
no. We know what's going to happen because
you know
we've
what?
All had them.
You win a fish, but you know what you don't win. You know what you don't win? You don't win the fishbowl. You don't win the rocks. You don't win the food. You don't win the filter. You don't win all that other crap.
That's right. And then you got to get it home in the bag.
Right. It's a big imposition. Is
yeah,
what you
just
win an imposition.
And it's your kid, so you'll do anything.
Totally.
And you do it, and you name it. And his name was Gary. And it freaking died.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It died. So that's it.
Did you have any great fish? Do you have any great pets when you were a kid?
I had a goldfish, too, named George.
They all start with G.
And I had a guinea pig.
Wow.
Named Fuzzy.
Did you name it?
I don't know. I will not take credit for Fuzzy the guinea pig. And then I had one named Raisin.
God dang it. Man, your names are terrible.
Terrible.
Raisin?
Raisin and Fuzzy.
Raisin and Fuzzy.
Yeah, it was a black and white guinea pig, which was cool, named Raisin. And then, man, those guinea pigs are a trip, dude.
Yeah?
I was like, oh, give me a guinea pig. And
right. Everybody wanted one.
Yeah, and you open the fridge, because we give it lettuce all the time, right?
Yeah.
So every time you open the fridge, that thing was like squeaking. Now, we got to work on your animal noises.
It's more fun to come up with it at the
moment. I know. But what else? I had a cat.
Yeah.
That when I moved out from my mom's house, she had to keep it for the next 12 years. It lived till it was 20.
Yeah, they do that just to spite you.
So, you know, I had some pets growing up too, but
I had some bunnies. We had bad luck with bunnies. We had bunnies. We get two dwarf bunnies, I think is what they're called, and they were supposed to be sisters. They were not.
What does that even mean?
It means that they're not going to do it.
What does that dwarf bunny mean?
They're little. And we named them, I named mine Carmen, because I was into Carmen Sandiego.
Okay.
And my sister named hers Sadie. Carmen and Sadie. Sadie turned out to be a boy.
Interesting.
And Carmen, one day, we found like these little things that look like sausages in her cage. Turned out they were babies that were
what?
Not born yet.
No.
Yeah. So, and then. So,
wait a minute. Wait
so
a minute.
Basically,
wait.
All of a sudden, that happened first, which is weird. You'd think other things would happen
yeah,
first.
But didn't someone check the rabbit's thing? Does a rabbit have a penis?
When they're little, I guess maybe they're microscopic. I don't know.
So you have something in common.
That was coming. I knew that was coming.
You set yourself up.
I know that was coming. Yep. Don't worry. Somebody flipped me over first. They know.
Are you sure?
Stupid.
Yep. It's a boy.
And so Carmen had these sausages. And then we're like, oh, so we clear. Because then we start trying to munch on one. So we took those out.
Dude, what is this turning into?
And then her body went into the, I'm pregnant, I'm about to have a kid.
Yeah.
So she started pulling all her hair out to make a nest after she had the babies.
Oh, poor thing.
And then, like, starved herself. It was horrible.
That is a horrifying story.
Yes, it was horrible.
That's,
and then I
have
got
you dealt with this?
And then I got another bunny. I named him Darnell. And he got like a UTI and like died.
Oh, good gosh, man!
God,
we had such a good podcast.
I know.
Into your death bunny stories,
dude. Like my favorite book as a kid was Bunnicula. So I'm hoping that both my bunnies came back to life as vampires.
Have you gotten therapy for this? Maybe this is why you get so angry before shows now.
I'm sad about my bunnies.
Yeah.
Sad about my
I'll
bunnies.
Remember the names and I'll just yell them out.
Hey, Rose, thanks for bringing all that up for me.
Appreciate
you.
Thanks, Rose. Now I got to deal with this guy all day long.
All right. Second question is from Amanda Moores. Amanda Moores. She gives us some context. 30 years ago, my mother taught me to love General Hospital. 20 years ago, my husband taught me to love Final Fantasy. Imagine my surprise 10 years later when my husband and I watched Advent Children and I discovered that my favorite Final Fantasy character and my favorite GH character were one and the same. How did that come about? So I'm guessing, how did you get on Final Fantasy? And is Steve a secret gamer geek?
Okay, well, we can wrap up with this because it's a quick story.
Yeah, great.
And I don't know if I've told it yet. So, first of all, I played a lot of games. Bradford and I play a lot of games, and we've gamed a lot.
Yeah.
I don't game as much now. Now I've passed the torch to my son, which my wife does not like at all.
Loves
my son.
It.
Some plays a lot of games. But so here's the story about that. Cloud Strife, obviously, is an iconic character in Final Fantasy. And I got a call one day and said, hey, have you ever done any voiceover work? And I said, no.
How long ago was this?
We'd have to IMDb it exactly, but 15 years ago.
Wow.
And I said, no. So I go in. He goes, can you come in, read some lines, and, you know, we'll just tell you what to do. And I'm like, sure.
And this is just an out-of-the-blue call.
Out-of-the-blue call, yeah. Wow. It was for Kingdom Hearts, which was a video game first that incorporated some
Disney characters,
Disneys,
right? Yeah.
And then they took some Final Fantasy characters. They put characters from other games into this character with Kingdom
cool.
Hearts.
Oh, cool. Nice.
So it was pretty cool. So what we did was I went in there, and the guy, I believe his name was Ned, and he told me how I got the part. Hmm. And I said, how? And he goes, you want to hear? It's an interesting story. So I guess at the time, Mark Ruffalo's manager, Ruffalo, who I did The Last Castle with.
Oh, yeah.
Who's a great actor. And Mark's manager screened The Last Castle,
okay,
which I was in,
right,
for Disney for this character's voice.
Oh, wow.
And that's how they saw me and heard my voice and like, that's the voice we're looking for.
Wow.
And that was it. So ever since then, I've been doing that voiceover for video games, and Advent Children was awesome. It was an actual movie.
Yeah.
Got more stuff coming up, always more stuff coming out. And at some point, you know, the Final Fantasy remake, which everybody's going crazy over.
For another game or another movie?
Game.
Oh, wow.
For PS4. It's like the biggest thing that's going to be out there soon. So, but yeah, it's awesome. I have a lot of fun doing it. I can't beg another voiceover job.
No, right, sure.
So I've done one voiceover job.
Do you play the games?
I used to play them. They send them to me, and I play them for a little while. Yeah. I just don't have a lot of time now to play.
Well, because they're epic games.
Yeah, you got to go through the whole game, now all these games make you buy stuff.
In-game purchases
to win.
I hate that phrase, man.
I know. I click the button though because I'm winning.
Yeah, right.
You know, actually they're winning. Yeah. But thanks for that question. It's awesome. I never knew how big this character was until I started doing it.
Yeah,
and I've done a few of these cons where.
Yeah.
You know. People come and see,
right?
You know,
they have this vision of what is Cloud? Oh, he's just a soap actor.
Oh, his hair's the same. So,
oh, the disappointment.
Oh man, it was a lot of fun though.
All right, hey, it's good to see you. I'm sorry about your car.
Yeah, man, it's all good, dude. You know, we're starting off on the wrong foot, but it's been a positive
day
so far.
Got better since you saw me, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's what this is for.
100% it is.
Well, thank you, everybody. Make sure to check out our July dates on StoneColdAndTheJackal.com.
Yeah.
We get some new t-shirts up, which is pretty cool.
Stone Cold and the Jackal Nation.
That's a good one.
Is it Nation or Army?
I don't know. That's a good thing.
Like, is it Kiss Nate? Because I love Kiss growing up, right? And my kids love it, too. Yeah. I don't know if that's good or not. But Kiss Nation, what is it? Kiss or the Kiss Army? I think it's the Army.
We got to find a good ship name for our fans.
For our friends, yeah. Stone Cold and the Jackal Nation.
There you go.
I love it.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. And we'll talk soon.
Yeah, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye.